whatnot. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We are not partners. Ain't no way in the world that can happen.
Well, what am I then?
What are you? You are my bitch. That's what. My own personal bitch. I pulled you out of lockup as an SWC, which means suspect who's cooperating, which means I own your ass, which means when I pull the strings, you dance. Till then, you sit there, keep your mouth shut, and don't say a word, like the puppet you are.
Let's go, come on.
Well, I am, I'm sorry about your situation.
What situation would that be?
Well, you've got people who love you, and yet you seem like a very sad and lonely man.
I'm not lonely.
Well, I think you're lonely.
I'm not lonely.
Fine, you're not lonely. You're alone.
Yes, I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. Two different things.
Does the expression, no man is an island, ring any bells?
Does the expression, shut your ass up, ring any bells?
Aficionados of Tinkle Erotica, Don and Mike.
But I've tried to turn this as best I can into the Soul Patrol. Here we are. Soul Patrol! Play a little Sam Jackson coming back from the break.
The Path of the Righteous Man.
Bro Johnson playing right there. Uh-huh. And now let's welcome D.L. Hughley.
Very good. Hello?
I don't know why he's not calling. I was told yesterday everything was fine. I've been making phone calls trying to find out where he is.
When was the last time you talked to somebody?
I got an email yesterday as the show was over, said everything was fine. And I've
John, seriously, friend, do you ever actually speak to anybody?
Yes.
Rather than just send emails?
Yes, all the time. And I have spoken to his lady a couple of different times. I've been trying to call her, and she's not answering her phone.
Why is it? Do we have cooties?
I'm guessing it must be me. Can't be you guys. I was the one that set it up.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So it was yesterday, the last contact with D.L. Hughley's people. No contact today on Dancing with the Stars. So no contact with anybody today.
No, I've been...
Or like during the show, or like, you know, like...
I've been calling all day long and getting nothing but voicemail.
Oh, so they started blowing you off today?
No, as far as I was concerned, as when we left out of here yesterday, I had 95% that this was going to happen.
If you've not heard from anybody in relation to this guy, why'd you cats bring me a note that says, expecting D.L. Hughley any second now, when he's already more than 5 minutes late past the scheduled time?
I was assuming he was running a few minutes late, and he would be, you know, just a couple minutes behind. I was told everything was fine for 5:15.
You know, it's a very frustrating thing, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yes, indeed.
True.
Thank you, Charlie.
Very frustrating occasionally, Charlie.
Well, once again, I am struck by the raw power coming from our producer's room. As you can hear, in a time like this when you got to scramble because a guest has not made his or herself known, listen to that scrambling going on right now.
Yes, scrambling, Charlie.
Can you feel the action? Can you hear it? Can you sense it through the radio, the power?
You know what I'd like to do right now? I would like to eat an entire chocolate cake.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Dad.
John?
I'm calling again.
I'd like to hear that. Let's listen to that call. You're not available because you suck. Poor bastard, John Norman. Poor bastard.
You know, it seems to me that...
Hey, Yvette, it's John Norman from the Don and Mike Show. It's about 22 after...
Listen to the confidence in his voice.
Supposed to have heard from DL.
He might as well be our agent.
After, and I was just wondering if anything changes...
Yeah, hi, it's me, Mr. Wet Noodle. I was just wondering if there was a wet washcloth around there that we could maybe, you know, and if there's a... I don't know, some wet toilet paper around. We're going to maybe just like a wet party. Yeah, but he hangs the phone up like a man.
Al dente. The Don and Mike Show, al dente. Oh, well, hey, look at that.
The phone is ringing.
Look at that.
Well,
just in the nick of time.
10 minutes late.
Rob, now Rob's here.
We're ready for him.
All of this needless crap.
I swear to God.
I know.
Oh, no, okay. Rob, it's still got to give him the whole, when you hear your voice, you're going to be on. He knows. He knows he's going to be on a goddamn radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, D.L. Hughley.
Hello, dude. Hello, sir.
Hey, Big Daddy. How you doing, man?
We're doing great.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Now, I'm going to go through a little slick talk here for a minute. That my service might get a little janky, but I'm right here. So.
Well, you know, okay. Believe me, it's the Don and Mike show. We are used to
celebrities' phones.
Celebrity phones, just they do that to us. And, you know, you just missed a – we were just giving it to our producer thinking you weren't going to call today. Isn't
However,
that amazing?
I've got to say that
– He delivered. He's gone.
He's gone. He's gone.
He warned us that. We had D.L. Hughley on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
That is it. D.L. Hughley. D.L. Hughley. What the hell is it? What the hell is it with this show?
It's magic.
Where they call, do they decide to call our show when they're going into the effing tunnel? Uh-huh.
It's us. It's the plan. He says to them, call 10 minutes late. Make them pad and pad and pad.
Right.
And then when you call, make sure you're calling from a hole in China.
Is he in the valley? That's the question.
I don't know.
Because I remember when it was Mary, what's her name?
Marilyn Rice Cup.
Did we ever get her back?
Yeah, we had a nice chat with her, right?
Yes, I don't remember their beginning to run together.
We did have a follow-up with her, Mike. Yeah,
follow-up that was very nice, but she was in the valley. And in fairness to D.L. Hughley, he did let us know that his service was going to get a little sketchy.
It would be nice.
Goddamn cell phones. Mm-hmm.
It would be nice. Well, never mind. A lot of things would be nice. I was going to just speak about what would be nice.
Well, you know what? Go ahead. Purge yourself. What would be nice?
It would be nice if somebody on this goddamn phone said to one of these B-list celebrities that we are so honored to speak to, if your client is going to be on a crappy phone, how about we reschedule until the person can be on a phone where they can for sure be heard?
Right.
And for God's sakes, please try to call close to on time.
This is true.
Those are two rules that we should have, because we don't have any guests to begin with. We never get good guests.
Well, we've gotten a few in the last couple of weeks. We have. And you know what? We like talking to people, and we're not, contrary to popular belief, we're not as antisocial as people believe us to be, at least not when we're on the air. And and there's the sound.
We're trying to get him back.
Maybe with the next major booking that we have on the show, we should say to the person, if at all possible, called on a real phone. And if not possible, then maybe we should wait.
Well, no, I think if we require a hard line for all phone interviews, that might present a problem. However, if we require, you know, them stopping the car temporarily so that we are not speaking to these celebrities who are very busy. There's the phone now, right now.
Yeah, well, that's good. Why didn't somebody else pick it up and tell him he's going to be on the air?
Put him on.
Why?
Put him on hold.
Yeah.
All right. Hold for down the mic.
Jesus Christ.
It'll be cool now.
Is it cool now, DL?
Hello, DL Hughley.
DL Hughley? Hello? Hello.
For his second appearance, ladies and gentlemen, DL Hughley.
It's, you know, if you don't laugh, you cry.
On the show twice.
The show's going to be funny.
I heard of it's going to be cool now. Hey, it's going to be cool now.
John?
Just not my day.
No, come on. Super. D.L. Hughley is the new host of HBO's Def Comedy Jam, which will air in January.
Very funny. I was watching him. I think I was watching him last night on HBO. Very funny. He's got a very, very funny
That gives us several more
special.
Months.
I think we should hold out for the hard line. Because
now I agree with you.
Because the cell phone thing is killing us, because no matter who we get, they always seem to be calling from a bad cell phone.
Yeah, but if you hold out for the hard line, I mean, there are some. We've interviewed people with cell phones where it sounded fine.
Listen, I don't know. I'm back to the whole thing. Let's just scrap the whole goddamn
thought. Come on now.
Of having guests on this show.
We had such a lovely. If we did that, then maybe we wouldn't get a chance to talk with the very hot Eva Mendez last week.
That was 10 minutes that I'll never get back out of my life either.
Come on.
I mean,
Come on.
She's a piece of ass and everything.
Well, it was nice chatting with her.
Yes, so that's great. So that's one good one for every 15 that we have where, like, they go, well, he's going to be calling any minute, or he's in the valley, or he's having his...
There has to be a level of assertiveness
to make
sure
car wash.
These things don't happen.
Come on.
John.
There has to be a little of that. John?
Good enough.
John, here's a suggestion. John, here you go. You ready for this one?
Yes.
Good enough. Ready for this one? Here you go. Really. All the frustration you've had over the last few months, right?
Yes.
Bottle it up and take it out on these people. Now, you have to be nice to them, but you also have to be assertive. And when they screw us, they got to know about it.
Consider it done.
All right.
Okay. So how are you going to get back at D.L. Hughley?
How am I going to get back at him for having a crappy
no,
cell phone?
No. You know what? I hate to give you the example, but this is the way the conversation goes. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, we really promoted this. We've been promoting the show on HBO.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We've been spending our entire show promoting this. Now, we're not going to be able to get to him today. We understand that. We're sorry about the cell phone. We desperately tried to make this thing work. It didn't work, and we feel kind of screwed. The guys are on my ass, and the fact is we'd like to have D.L. Hughley call back tomorrow.
Stop. I want to offer you a job.
I have a job, goddammit.
I want you to have a third job besides your restaurant.
Yeah.
Book us gas, Mike.
You know what? You know what? Because you're offering me that? No. Absolutely not. No, but seriously, it's not a question of you have to yell at these people. You have to express to them the fact that we have been, that we sit there with our airtime and we promote and we say he's going to be on the show, and that is a value to us. You don't yell at them and get them pissed off. You make them feel that they have put you out, and then they feel like they owe you one, and that's it.
I'd just rather be happily surprised. Mm. If we ever get a guest on the show, trust me, we're never going to be doing something that's so important that we can't stop it.
You're right.
To speak to somebody great. I'd rather just stop trying to think, oh, boy, we're going to be talking to D.L. Hughley today or whoever it is.
Well, we did technically talk to D.L. Hughley today.
Twice.
But we talked to him like we did with Mary Alice. What's her name?
Yeah.
Mary Lynn Rice Cub.
Mary Lynn Rice Cub.
Well,
you know,
it.
When we had her, and that was a bad phone because she was in the Valley,
I'm telling you, cats, guests suck anyway. I'm putting a kibosh on it. Screw it. This
unless
not...
there's surprises.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, that red phone starts to ring. That red light goes off in the studio.
And
like, who could this be? And some, they all of a sudden they hand you. And you know what? We can do that.
It'd be fun.
We don't need the prep time on
it. Yeah, no kidding.
We really don't. We really don't.
Right. You don't.
And I don't want to say that like sounding like Larry King. You know, I never did any research at all. But the fact is, you know, you talk to anybody, you say, hey, what's going on?
You get a rapport going with them.
And you know what? Hey, if they have those, you know, the little crap that we have that tells us right here what they're doing, mm-hmm. How about when that red light goes off, that's when they hand that to us. All right? How's that?
I don't even need that crap.
We don't need it, but it's nice to have it so we can promote whatever they are.
Yuck.
I'm just.
Guests. You know, I'd rather just you and me talk. Jesus Christ, at least we're in control of what we're talking about. God damn it. Seriously.
I'll be damned.
Seriously. JFC. You get what I'm saying? You wouldn't get it, Buzz. You're not a card-carrying member. Jesus effing Christ.
Oh, yes.
JFC. My man.
Heard of him.
Hello.
All right. Jeez.
Poor John. So put upon.
No. Absolutely not. I'm as frustrated as you are. I went through all the trouble to get this guy on, had to reschedule him from last week, and then have this happen? I'm not happy about it either.
Okay. Well, we're going to play a game now.
What's the game called?
The game's called, as usual, Don and Mike Do Everything and John Does Nothing. Bye, John.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you ass. Don, you're such an ass. Please, dude. Jesus Christ, make a fist. All right, Mike.
I'm ready.
It's time for... Oh, you know what? I just had a second. John, you're not going to hit the dump button when people say Mike Hunt, are you?
I'm not, no.
Why don't you make a preemptive call and see what the company's status is so that we don't... this is my fault.
And there are also many names that we can use for that, if that gets... I mean, because this game works with... John, that's a good idea. Find out what names we can do. You know, give us a choice of two or three that we can use. Because there are lots of them that are... Oh, did I just see the red light?
Someone's calling.
Hello?
What happened there?
It rang, then it went dead.
It did ring.
Didn't do nothing.
It's gone. Like the wind.
All right.
So we'll run the names by because we're going to play that name game.
I'd like to stick with Michael Hunt.
They are bananas.
Right.
Don and Mike.
We've also got Major Woody.
Major Woody's a favorite of mine. There is the hotline ringing again. The
phone's ringing.
You know. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Don and Mike show, you're on the air.
Who is this?
Wow.
818. Is that his publicist?
That was his office.
That was his office. Make him feel bad, John, okay?
Got it.
Make him feel like we're making you feel.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's legit. We got a legitimate beef here.
Trickle down, yeah.
Pass the savings on.
Mm-hmm.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to call this lady back and find out what happened.
Well, we know what happened. We got a whole segment effed up. Make them feel that a little bit.
I will.
All right.
Okay, go ahead. We'd like to hear. Are you dialing?
I am.
No more guests. That's it. That's the edict. No more guests. And now let's play a game, Mike.
All right.
Let's play a game. Let's play the Walmart CVS PA game.
Yes. Every one of these stores has a lovely PA system.
Thank you, Charlie.
And every now and then, Charlie, people have to get paged in those stores.
So here's the deal. You go into the store and you say, hi there, my name is whatever. I'm paging my brother. His name is Michael Hunt.
Right.
I got to meet him right now because we got an emergency.
Yes, I need to get him out to the front of the store. Can you page him to the front of the store? All the stores have the information booths with the paging systems.
And then we pay you $100 when we hear over the CVS, Walmart, whatever it is, PA.
The funny name that we give you.
Right, like, you know, we're looking for Michael Hunt.
Or Major Woody.
Yeah, or, you know, Hugh G. Rection. Although
Or Phil.
Phil McCracken.
Phil McCracken.
Phil McCracken.
There's the hotline again.
Pick it up, John.
This is John.
He's a man of action, isn't he?
Hey, Sonia, how you doing?
All right, get ready for John to rip her a new one.
We're actually getting ready to go to break. I'm going to have to give a better call and see if we can't reschedule this. I apologize, and like I said, we'll get this taken care of.
What are you sorry about? John! Hey, you pussy! John!
Yes?
What are you sorry about?
I'm sorry that it didn't work out.
Why are you apologizing to the publicist?
Because it wasn't the lady I talked to, so she had nothing to do with it.
Okay, why don't you apologize to our listeners?
I am very sorry. I'm very sorry to you. I am very sorry to the listeners. I didn't want this. I wanted a nice segment with D.L. Hughley.
Yeah, but the whole thing should be communicated to them that it was on their end.
I'm going to communicate that when I talk to the right lady. I don't know who this Sonia lady is.
That's right. Wouldn't want to hurt anybody's feelings on our way up the ladder, would we, son?
No, it's not what I'm worried about.
Well, whoever Sonia is, she's obviously connected with D.L. Hughley, right?
I assume so.
Well, hold on. She called on the hotline.
You said, hi, Sonia. What's the truth here? What's going on?
She said she was Sonia from D.L. Hughley's office. He's on the line now. I said, we've missed the segment. We're going to go to break.
I didn't necessarily hear that.
And I said that I was sorry that things didn't work out, that I would like to try to reschedule.
That's the problem right there, that you were sorry, you see.
Why are you sorry?
Because they were not. It was not communicated with them.
They were 10 minutes late, and he was on an awful cell phone. Why are you sorry? Take a little pride in the job you work for. Seriously, Johnny, why are you sorry when we hit the mark and we were there to talk to the guest on time?
Well, I'm sorry that it didn't work out. I'm not sorry for how it didn't work out. I will get it taken care of.
All right, call now for the...
call now, phone Jeopardy.
Call now for the thing. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.